today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
The song is so stark and so unsettling, and also so beautiful and so heartbreaking. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Lanahan, my great friend, co-host, and co-founder, I want to say welcome to this episode. We appreciate you listening very, very much, whether you're a regular listener or just drop in occasionally when the topic moves you. We appreciate it very, very much. Today, I'm going to add another perfect pop song in the country vein to the perfect pop pantheon, because nobody stopped me. I threatened yesterday, and I'm still going. But I got one more I want to put in there, and we'll keep it open to having some country music down the line. If anybody else wants to add any country songs to the perfect pop pantheon, that would be much appreciated. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to remind you that the deadline for November new music is Sunday, December 14th. That is coming up in just a few days. So you want to make sure you get your picks in by that Sunday. Next Monday, we will kick off November 2025 new music. I want to thank everybody who's already submitted picks. That is much appreciated. All right. Today, folks, I am going to induct another song into the Perfect Pop Pantheon. In the country vein, as I said, and this one, I probably have the least to say about it, yet I think that's appropriate in some ways, because it's a very simple song, yet a very beautiful and heartbreaking song, like many country records. But this one really stood out to me, and I wanted to include something by Hank Williams, because I feel in many ways he is one of the greatest country artists of all time, if not the greatest. Certainly an argument could be made for many people, but he certainly would be in the conversation, not only because of the incredible body of work he created, but also for his legend and the fact that he was lost to the world at such a young age. And like one of his songs, it's a heartbreaking ending to an incredible story. The song I'd like to choose is I Heard That Lonesome Whistle, and the song was released in September of 1951. It was recorded a few months earlier in the summer of 1951 in July at Castle Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. The song was written by Hank Williams and Jimmy Davis. Now, Jimmy Davis is a legendary figure in country music. He was a singer, songwriter, then later became a politician. He was governor of Louisiana a couple different times in the 40s and early 60s. And he was someone who had kind of taken Hank under his wing. He had written, you know, famous songs, You Are My Sunshine being the most famous, I would say. And at some point, he and Hank wrote this song. And I found here on The Source of All Human Knowledge a line that says, on one of his radio shows recorded between January and March 1951, Hank Williams tells his audience that he's going fishing with Jimmy Davis next week. So the song may have been composed while they were fishing. It contains two of country music's major themes, trains and prison. And according to some scholars, it was also an inspiration for Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues, which is certainly a song that could be in the Perfect Pop Hall of Fame. It was recorded, as I said, in Nashville, July 25th, 1951, and produced by Fred Rose of A Cup Rose. Helen Hudgens, who was a songwriter for the A Cup Rose stable, happened to be in attendance when this song was recorded. And she remembers that it was incredibly hot during the session and said, quote, Hank had his shirt unbuttoned all the way. He was absolutely soaking wet. It seemed that all he was voice. It came up from I don't know where. The song is so stark and so unsettling, and also so beautiful and so heartbreaking. And the rhymes that Hank Williams and Jimmy Davis came up with in this song are just so spot on. Right from the beginning, I was riding number 9, heading south to Caroline, and I heard that lonesome whistle blow.
I was riding number 9, heading south from Caroline. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. Got in trouble, had to roam. Left my gal and left my home. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They took me off the Georgia main, locked me to a ball and chain. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow.
All right, there it is, folks. I heard that lonesome whistle. That was the Drifting Cowboys backing Hank on this song. Don Helms on the beautiful steel guitar, Jerry Rivers on the fiddle, Sammy Pruitt on lead guitar, Howard Watts on bass, and most likely rhythm guitar played by Jack Shook. The interesting thing about this song is if you look at the title, the first three words, I heard that, are in parentheses. And then it's Lonesome Whistle. And the reason that was done, because jukebox plays and jukebox, you know, having your record in the jukebox and how many times it was played was a total thing in the 50s. There was a category on the charts called Most Played Jukebox Folk Records, which doesn't roll off the tongue. But this song was in the top 10 of that category in 1951. So the title, I Heard That Lonesome Whistle, was too long to fit on a little jukebox card. So they just chopped it down to Lonesome Whistle and put I Heard That in parentheses to keep the original title that Hank and Jimmy Davis had. It's an incredible song. It's crushingly beautiful and just leaves you kind of torn up emotionally at the end of it. And it's one of the greatest country songs I can think of. And that's why I'm inducting it into the Perfect Pop Pantheon. All right. Hank Williams, everybody. He is in there. And I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to these Perfect Pop selections that I have put in this week. I want to encourage others to submit to the Perfect Pop Pantheon. That's always open. You can certainly do that. And with that, I will say we'll be back tomorrow with a cool little episode that has to do with year-end picks. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
I'm a number, not a name. I heard that long wah, wah, some whistle blow. All I do is sit and cry when the evening train goes by. I heard that long wah, wah, some whistle blow. I'll be locked here in this cell till my body's just a shell and my hack turns whiter than snow. I'll never see that gal of mine. Lord, I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow.
Fishing with Jimmy Davis next week.